One Voice Recording presents Sherlock Holmes, His Last Bow, The Adventure of the Dying Detective, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. With all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies, this recording is copyrighted 2004 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder. Mrs. Hudson, the landlady of Sherlock Holmes, was a long-suffering woman. Not only was her first-floor flat invaded at all hours by throngs of singular and often undesirable characters, but her remarkable lodger showed an eccentricity and irregularity in his life which must have sorely tried her patience. His incredible untidiness, his addiction to music at strange hours, his occasional revolver practice within doors, his weird and often malodorous scientific experiments, and the atmosphere of violence and danger which hung around him made him the very worst tenant in London. On the other hand, his payments were princely. I have no doubt that the house might have been purchased at the price which Holmes paid for his rooms during the years that I was with him. The landlady stood in the deepest awe of him, and never dared to interfere with him, however outrageous his proceedings might seem. She was fond of him, too, for he had a remarkable gentleness and courtesy in his dealings with women. He disliked and distrusted the sex, but he was always a chivalrous opponent. Knowing how genuine was her regard for him, I listened earnestly to her story when she came to my rooms, and told me of the sad condition to which my poor friend was now reduced.
"He is dying, Dr. Watson. For 3 days he has been sinking, and I doubt if he'll last the day. He would not let me get a doctor. This morning when I saw him, bones sticking out of his face, and his great bright eyes looking at me, I could stand no more of it. With your leave or without it, Mr. Holmes, I'm going for a doctor this very hour," said I.